business, our first item of other business is Holiday Inn Express at Midway. Final site plan.
This is a final site plan for the construction of a four-story hotel with 93 rooms and a 120-space parking lot. The zoning code requires 142 parking spaces. On October 26th of last year, the Planning and Zoning Commission approved a modification of the required parking in accordance with Section 115-164 of the zoning code. Preliminary site plan approval was previously granted on May 26th of 2016 for 85 rooms and 130 parking spaces. The site layout has since been revised to centrally locate the hotel building and relocate some of the parking spaces to the northeast edge of the site. The amount of landscaping has also been revised. The property is zoned C1, General Commercial Zoning District, and is also located within the Combined Highway Corridor Overlay Zone, or CHCOZ, and the ES1 Environmentally Sensitive Development District Overlay Zone. The tax parcel is District 334, Map 6, Parcel 144.01. Staff are in receipt of all the required agency approvals. Thank you.
So we can just make a motion?
Just make approve. A motion to approve? Or?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion to approve the final site plan. Let me start over again. Mr. Chairman, in regard to Holiday Inn Express Midway, FKA Midway Hotel, I move for final site plan approval.
Very good.
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to approve the final site plan for Holiday Inn Express at Midway, FKA Midway Hotel. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. The next item is subdivision 2014-5, Ida Jane Farm, revised preliminary subdivision plan.
This is a revised preliminary subdivision plan for a major subdivision of 19.16 acres into six lots. Two of the lots will have frontage along Gray Road. The remaining four lots will have frontage along Ida Jane Lane. The Planning and Zoning Commission granted preliminary subdivision plan approval at its meeting of January 14, 2016. A waiver was also granted from the requirement to provide a vegetated buffer. The preliminary subdivision plan has since been revised to change the street layout near the entrance. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential Zoning District. Tax parcel ID is District 134, Map 11, Parcel 40. Staff are awaiting agency approvals for the street design changes. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2014-05, Ida Jane Farm, I move for approval of the revised preliminary subdivision plan with final.
Final has to come back to you.
Huh?
Final has to come back to you. It's a subdivision. So you're just moving approval of the revised preliminary subdivision plan?
I move approval of the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject.
No, you don't even have to worry about the final because it automatically has to come back to you.
Yep.
All.
Could you say it again?
Just approve the preliminary.
Revised okay. Preliminary just, subdivision
just
plan.
Stop right there.
So moved.
There you go.
I second.
Moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary subdivision plan for the Ida Jane Farm. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carrie, our next item is Grace and Mercy Cemetery, preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for a half-acre gated cemetery located off Woodyard Road. Conditional use number 2104 was granted on December 5th, 2017 for the cemetery. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code, tax parcel 530-5.00-40.05. Zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
So one of us has to jump in there.
If you don't mind.
Doesn't
matter who. Okay, you're on a roll.
All right, here we go. Preliminary site plan. Mr. Chairman, in regard to S-18-56, Grace and Mercy Cemetery, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan.
This one can, with final subject to staff. Upon receipt of all agency approvals.
So moved.
They're just doing that to mess you up, you know that.
No, I need all help. I love help.
I second it.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Grace and Mercy Cemetery preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carrie, your next item is site plan 1854 Plantation Square preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for three commercial buildings, two single-story buildings measuring 9,900 square feet each, and a third building with two stories measuring 9,940 square feet, with parking and other site improvements located off Plantation Road, tax parcel 334-12.00-57.01. Zoning is B1, Neighborhood Business District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
On this one real quick, so, because I remember when this was rezoned, and it looks like it stubs off that road, but it provides for interconnectivity. It looks like there's a access and utility easement off the back side of it. Is that?
Yes. Right?
Okay. Because I know they were talking about that being part of the larger parcels behind it. Okay.
Yeah.
Any further discussion?
Yeah, this will need somebody because...
Okay, Mr. Chair, I move S18-54 Plantation Square. I make a motion for approval for the preliminary site plan.
Second.
Yeah, can this can be done...
By staff, if you so choose.
Do you want to add that to your motion?
Yes, I will. Okay. With final site plan approval subject to the staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second again.
Been moved and seconded to approve the site plan for Plantation Square as a preliminary with the final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is H2 LLC, preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for a 3,000 square foot commercial storage building addition to the existing 7,000 square foot storage building with associated improvements on a 1.79 acre parcel of land accessed from Lewis Georgetown Highway Route 9. The zoning district is C1, General Commercial Zoning District. The tax parcel ID is District 135, Map 15, Parcel 55.02. The preliminary site plan complies with the zoning code. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Thank you.
Mr. Chair, in regards to H2 LLC preliminary site plan, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the H2 LLC preliminary site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Your patience has been rewarded. Our next item is plan 1853 Mitchell Farm Lot 1 preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a two-story 39,000 square foot building to be used as medical offices with parking and other site improvements to be located at the northeast corner of Kings Highway and Gills Neck Road. Tax parcel 335-8.00-37.01, zoning AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to S-18-53, Mitchell Farm Lot 1, I move for approval of the preliminary site plan with final site plan approval subject to staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve the Mitchell Farm Lot 1 site plan as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item is LJF Real Estate preliminary site plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for the construction of a 7,500 square foot boat sales building to replace an existing building and other site improvements located off Cedar Neck Road, tax parcel 134-9.00-25.00. Zoning is C1, General Commercial District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
I have a question on this one. So we've got the new interconnectivity stuff on commercial. And I don't know. I mean, I think Magnolia's Bethany, that's already developed out.
Yep.
Gerald Hawker, I'm trying to remember off the top of my head what's on there. But is this one that should have interconnectivity to either side of it?
I don't see how you could.
Yeah, I don't think there is.
It's one strip. It's just a small strip of land that runs straight back off Cedar Neck Road. Just to the north of that 2.1 acres. Yep.
I mean, because they're putting in a, you know, I just want you all to start thinking about this, too. At Seawall, they're putting in a boat sail building that's next to Magnolia's Restaurant and a whole lot of parking, and then Hawker's to the north, which is 20.35 acres, you know, which is, what you said, was that zoned commercial or no?
MR.
MR, yeah, you know, so just give that some thought.
I rode out there, and I hadn't really given it much thought. It was Kevin's Trailer Sales before.
Right.
And I hadn't given it much thought at all about having the two, you know, the extra or interconnectivity. But is that mandatory?
Because what's
it is now.
It is now, yeah.
Unless there's a reason why they cannot provide it, it is a requirement. So is there a way for them to stub that drive aisle in front of the parking lot to at least the north for maybe interconnectivity with the residential?
Hawker, yeah.
They're going to end up, if they do it to the south, they're going to be into a parking space for the restaurant to the
south. Was this thing in motion prior to the new ordinances?
Mm-mm. No.
And so I want you, and I'll just throw this out as an example. So, you know, from lessons learned, for example, on Route 1, you know, and maybe it doesn't apply here, you know, maybe you want to require them to at least stub it out, or maybe not. But Route 1 and other places think there's all these properties, and it's always one in, one out, one in, one out, one in, one out, and there wasn't any interconnectivity, you know, so you couldn't go from one parcel to the next. And I think in hindsight, people maybe would say that could have been done better, you know. So just keep that in mind when you're looking at, we're looking at this one site plan, but it's part of a larger area, you know.
Well, with that being MR to the north of it, and if you stub that out to it now, how do you make that happen with?
Well, it would depend on what the MR would come in with, you know, when they're if they go MR and they're going with a residential plan. So, you know, it's all the way around there. Anyway, just, you know, because the ordinance talks about commercial to commercial, as I recall, not commercial
to residential. It's really for commercial interconnectivity.
Yeah, I can see it. I can see it being commercial to commercial interconnectivity, but not commercial to residential. I don't see how you could make them do that, because it, you know, somebody bought land, you know, in that, in if they were to develop that piece of MR land.
No, huh? Because that's why I asked what the zoning was on the north side,
yeah,
whatever side that is. But and it's as much. This is a good example to kind of get you thinking about.
Yeah.
You know. Don't just look at the one site plan, because it's part of a larger area. And if you've got commercial particularly that's undeveloped around there, or if you've got commercial that is developed, is this an opportunity to make interconnectivity? Because we, you know, going back to the comp plan, we talked about, all right, DelDOT is in control of all the roads. We can't do much about that. But we do have a little bit of say over getting people off the roads through better internal site design. You know, so just this one, as I looked at it, it kind of was a good opportunity or an example of that. So anyhow, because the Magnolia's piece down below is already developed, you know, and they would lose some of their parking, which I'm sure is probably maxed out with all those condo units in the commercial. But
it's just one observation.
Well, no, but by code, I mean, yeah, by numbers.
Just one observation, because you've got tall vehicle storage potentially near the point of interconnectivity. So if there were to be interconnectivity, it's probably a good idea to have some kind of visibility area, because otherwise you're going to have tall vehicle storage and vehicles moving around them.
Yeah.
There's a potential for conflict.
To see around,
but that could be worked out at final site plan.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Anyway, just, you know.
What do you suggest? Do you have any suggestions for this particular one here? Because
given the fact it's new.
I'll leave that to the planners.
What you could do is say, recommend this as a preliminary with them looking at potential ability for future interconnectivity, yeah. And then the final comes back to the commission.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Because that way they can look at, they can look into it a little bit further. If they cannot make it work, then they can ask for relief from that section of code. And there is the ability for relief from that section of code. But if you would like them to look at that, it can come back to you, approve it as a preliminary with the condition that they need to look at interconnectivity, and you want to see it back as a final.
Okay, yeah, I have looked at that in the code before, but is it commercial to residential, or is it just commercial to commercial?
It's really commercial to commercial, yeah. But if you would like them to explore, because maybe at some point a portion of that ends up rezoning to commercial, or, you know, looking at something. But if you want them to look at potential interconnectivity,
I could do that. Mr. Chairman, I move for preliminary approval of EJF Real Estate for the preliminary site plan with final to come back to the commission with the possibility of having interconnectivity to the adjacent property, or possibly looking at having interconnectivity to the adjacent property.
I second.
So moved and seconded to approve EJF Real Estate preliminary site plan as a preliminary with the condition that they give consideration to interconnectivity to the adjacent properties, which we can review on the final site plan. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Our next item is Saddle Ridge Amenities preliminary amenities site plan.
This is a preliminary amenity site plan for a 2,665 square feet clubhouse, pool, playground, parking, and other site improvements as part of the Saddle Ridge MRRPC, tax parcel 334-18.00-40.00. Zoning is MRRPC, medium residential district, residential plan community. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
So, is my motion just...
This is a preliminary site plan that will have to come back to the Planning Commission because it is an RPC.
Okay. So, Mr. Chairman, in regard to Saddle Ridge Amenities, preliminary, I move for approval of the preliminary amenity site plan with the final approval subject to Planning Commission upon receipt of all agency approvals.
There you go.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the Saddle Ridge Amenities preliminary site plan. But this has to come back to the commission, right?
Yes, because it's an RPC. Right. It has
so
to come back.
That's really all we're doing.
Right. But his motion was perfect.
Right.
Hey, I'm good.
With the site plan coming back to the commission after receipt of all final of all their approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Even a blind squirrel can trip over an acorn.
Okay, carry.
Something like that.
Our next item is Angola Beach and Estates, consideration of reconfiguration of lots.
This is a request to amend the layout of the Angola Beach development along Waterview Court and Marlin Court. The proposal is to reduce the number of lots from these two courts from 54 lots to 42 lots. The leased lot areas shall comply with the separation distances, lot area, and setbacks. The Planning Commission previously approved a similar request. The applicant will have to come back before the Planning Commission to relocate the leased lot areas that are being removed. Tax parcel 234-18.00-1.00. Zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
I have a quick question on that one. They'll have to come back again with the lots exactly how they want them, like a site plan?
Yes.
Okay.
So right now they're kind of in a circle. They want to kind of rework those.
And then know what that was going
they
to
want exactly. to take those yes. lots and put them somewhere else, and that will come back to you as well.
Exactly. Mr. Chairman, I move for approval for the consideration of reconfiguring lots of Angola Beach and Estates with final to come back to the commission. Yeah.
That's good.
I second.
Moved and seconded to approve the consideration of reconfiguration of lots for Angola Beach with Estates with the final site plan to come before the commission after receipt of all their permits. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. All right, that completes our agenda for the evening. Referring back to our public hearings, our first public hearing was subdivision 2018-10, Overbrook Meadows, Overbrook Acres, LLC.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to 2018-10, Overbrook Meadows, Overbrook Acres, LLC, I move to defer for further consideration.
I second.
The move is seconded to defer action on subdivision 2018-10, Overbrook Meadows, Overbrook Acres, LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item was change of zone number 1853, BB Healthcare.
Mr. Chairman, I move for deferral For further consideration on change of zone 1853, BB Healthcare.
I second.
So moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1853, BB Healthcare. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. Our next item was change of zone number 1854, Ferguson Enterprises Incorporated.
Mr. Chair, in regards to number 1854, Ferguson Enterprise, Inc., I move to defer for further consideration by the Council Commission.
Second.
We moved and seconded to defer action on change of zone number 1854, Ferguson Enterprises Incorporated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is ordinance number 1810, Forested Landscape Buffer.
Mr. Chairman, in regard to 1810, Forested Landscape Buffer, I move to defer for further consideration.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on ordinance number 1810, Forested Landscape Buffer. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that concludes the business on our agenda this evening. Does anyone else have anything for the good of the order? We have a couple of things we got to do. There were three where the record was left open.
We're going to put those, to the extent we have the information in, we're going to put those on the next agenda to announce, in one case, the receipt of certain information and maybe holding the record open for public comment on that.
Okay.
And on the others, closure of the record and possible action on those old business items.
And I would note that that information that was requested was at your seat tonight.
The packet that was up here.
Yes.
That's the information that we received.
So just to, it's not really on the agenda, but to highlight it, we got information from Mr. Willard on Stream's Edge with regard to environmental issues. We're going to formally announce that at the next meeting. I received the letter, which I forwarded to Ms. Cornwell, on the Oak Meadows
Oak Landing
application. Remember, there was a discussion about Mr. Clark. We have that, so
that
record's now closed. I don't know that we've got anything on,
we
on
have not,
Dr. Degnan.
They are working on that diligently, and we should have it shortly.
So that won't go on if you don't have anything by the time we close.
Correct.
Yeah.
All right.
So that's where we are on this.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything else? Anyone?
Good.
We stand adjourned. Peace and harmony.